In 2002, responding to a series of thefts by curator Sean Obitz, the United States archivist John Carlin said he had appointed a high-level management task force to review internal security measures at the National Archives. Carlin said, "A preliminary set of recommendations are under review, and a number of new measures are already in place." 4 years later, an unpaid summer intern smuggled 160 documents out of the very same archives branch. His only tool, a yellow legal pad. Archives theft is not new. Because it is so easy, people have been stealing from these cultural repositories nearly as long as they have been in existence. Even compared with libraries, whose porous security is legendary, archives are underprotected. For a practice thief, particularly an employee, getting a sheet or two of paper off a desk and into a notebook or pant leg is ridiculously easy. Worse yet, since archival material is cataloged by the box or folder, but not the item, it is difficult to know when something is missing. Traditionally, the best impediment to wholesale archives theft has been the relatively humble nature of the documents themselves. Of the billions of items in America's archives, only a very small percentage could fetch more than a few dollars apiece. This meant thieves had to steal in bulk and travel constantly in search of a market to make any money at all, so archives theft was a risky, low-profit grind. But then eBay democratized the crime. Suddenly, the market came to the thieves. There was no travel, very little effort, and even items that sold for as little as $10 apiece were still profitable. Better still, it could all be done anonymously. In short, the internet transformed a difficult criminal profession into a lucrative hobby. But recently, the federal government has started to change the equation, recognizing that the good guys can work where the bad guys live, on the internet. Most archives thieves who are caught and prosecuted first come to the attention of authorities thanks to private collectors who notice something too good to be true available online and do a little investigating. Taking a tip from these regular folks, the National Archives has recently hired agents whose sole job it is to do just this: troll auction sites for suspicious items and act on leads given them by regular, honest collectors. These agents' counterparts in the Department of Justice are holding up their end of the bargain as well. In the past few years, numerous archive thieves have been prosecuted and sent to federal prison using a relatively new guideline designed to protect cultural heritage items. One man, Lester Weber, was sent away for 4 years as a result of his thefts from the Mariners Museum in Newport News, Virginia. Weber was caught the way most of these men are caught. A collector spotted something amiss in a package he bought from Weber and picked up the phone. The internet is a double-edged sword for archives thieves. It has increased the pace at which our cultural legacy is pilfered, plundered, and sold at auction. But it has also allowed regular folks, now working in conjunction with federal agents and prosecutors, to become a big part of the solution. And that's just the edge archives need. I'm Travis McDade.